because verse 5 said, open, rebuke is better than secret love, I kind of, and follows that immediately up with faithful the wounds of a friend. I put the two together going, the wounds it's referring to is like a rebuke, right? The rebuke that we receive can be viewed as a wound from a friend, but we want to be, one, first of all, let's look on the receiving end, because we're looking at the receiving end of a rebuke and on the giving end of a rebuke in a friendship and how we ought to handle this situation. The Bible says in Proverbs 9, verse number 6, forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. So first of all, if you look at it from giving the reproof and giving that, if you're doing that to a scorner or a wicked person, it's not gonna do any good. It's actually gonna be bad for you to reprove someone who's wicked, right? They're not gonna be able to receive it, and you're gonna actually get shame on yourself as a result. But look at verse number 8, reprove not a scorner lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man and he will love thee. So if you're wise and your friend gives you a rebuke, you ought to love that person and love that person even more. And this topic kind of goes hand in hand with this morning's sermon on just fundamentalism when I was talking about the preaching on sin, right? The preacher is going to preach on sin and expose problems in your life is actually the preacher that loves you because he wants you to help you to grow and to get things out of your life and just help you in general, help you avoid pitfalls, help you to avoid, you know, damage and misery and sorrow and grief, and help you to avoid all that stuff by going to the Word of God, by calling out sin for what it is, by showing the right way. Well, a friend should want to do the same thing for a person that they care about, right? It's the same heart that a friend should have for a person as a pastor should have for his church. So if you rebuke a wise man, see, a wise man's going to listen. A wise man will be humble enough to accept and analyze and look at and say, you know what? Yeah, he's right. Yeah, she's right. Yeah, you know what? I needed to hear that. And I'm going to love that person even more. I'm going to love that person more because they did something that has a risk to it. When you rebuke a friend, I mean, you can have a great friendship with someone, and unfortunately, sometimes people don't want to put that friendship at risk because it's a great friendship, and you don't want to lose that friendship, which I understand that. But allowing a friend to continue in sin that you know about, and you can see, and it's clear, and you're just going to let them continue on, you actually don't love that person as much as you think. You care more about what you're going to get from that friendship than you care about that person. And let that sink in, because that's true. Because the more you care about the other person, you're gonna speak up and say, hey, you know, I see this happening. I see this in your life. And this is not going to be good for you. Okay, and there's different ways of breaching the subject and dealing with it, right? We want to be tactful. We want to be sincere. We don't want to come off with a bad attitude, this holier than thou type of an attitude when you give someone a rebuke. You can rebuke people in love, but you could still, oftentimes a rebuke is necessary. And if you're wise, if you're at the receiving end of that rebuke, you're going to love that person. I'll also say this too. If you have a friend that rebukes you, and maybe they're wrong. Because look, that happens. People give rebukes sometimes, but they're not in the right. Just because someone rebukes you doesn't mean that person who's rebuking is always right. I've seen that happen before. I've had that happen personally. But you know what? I still love those people a lot. Because I can see it, you know, that they're genuinely want to help, and they think that they're doing what's right, and they're trying to give that rebuke where it's necessary. Now, it's different. I'm not talking about someone who's a railer, right? And people online who might rail against me or, you know, whatever. This has nothing to do with railer. I'm talking about friends, right? I'm talking about friends that are real friends, friends that love you, friends that are going to give you rebukes. And if someone may not have a lot of knowledge, but they really care about you and they don't want to see you go down the wrong path, you know what? I love that person. Because at least they're trying, they're willing to, you know, potentially sacrifice a friendship because they care about you.